You're listening to KZFR 90.1 FM and KZFR.org. Time for another campfire recovery update. I'm Matt Fidler. The New York Times put out a fascinating article and infographic showing the relationship between fires over the last four summers in California and PG&E's lack of scheduled maintenance. According to the article, five of the state's biggest 10 fires can be attributed to a failure of PG&E's power lines. State regulators have found that in many cases, PG&E could have violated state law at worst, or even at best, could have done more to make its equipment safer. Powerline 27/222 in Polga was nearly 100 feet tall and 100 years old. By PG&E's own guidelines, it was nearly 25 years overdue to be replaced, especially for a region that is known to get fierce winds and is surrounded by trees. Despite these factors, the pole was never replaced. Then, on the morning of November 8th, a live wire broke free, affecting power to only one customer, but also started a fire which grew to the biggest wildfire in California history, and, well, you know the rest. Of course, PG&E isn't responsible for the ferocious speed and heat of the campfire. That was largely affected by our local ecosystems, many of which are completely out of whack. And as I've talked about before, all of us living in the community need to take responsibility for our private lands to improve these conditions. And I believe the community is up for that challenge. But it does seem that this fire would never have occurred in the first place if it wasn't for PG&E's failure of maintenance. PG&E executives have acknowledged mistakes. Joel Simon, PG&E's interim CEO, was quoted in the article saying, "We have heard the calls for change and are committed to taking action by focusing our resources on reducing risk and improving safety throughout our system." But Governor Newsom responded with the following, quote, "They have simply been caught red-handed over and over again, lying, manipulating, or misleading the public. They cannot be trusted," end quote. We have a link to the New York Times article on our show page, kzfr.org/campfire updates. I'm Matt Fidler, delivering updates on the campfire recovery effort right here at KZFR 90.1 FM in Chico.